wonder in my
ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio. This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord in Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul.
This is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Father. Thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, my Father, for the precious gift that we have in Him, Lord. What an awesome God you are, Lord. What a mighty God you are. And you will summon us, Lord, into your very presence so that we could feast at the King's table and grow in the knowledge and understanding and wisdom of you, Father. So that we might know you, Lord. Jesus Christ, who you sent, and the power that's in his resurrection, my Father. Therefore, Lord, we ask you, Lord, to teach us, Father, to show us, Father, to guide us, to lead us, Father, into all of our inheritance, my Father. And as in always, we are careful to give you all of the credit, all of the praise. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, both now and forever, in the precious name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Hey, mighty men, mighty women. By the Most High God, hallelujah. Once again, what an honor and what a privilege, not only to come together with y'all, but to address y'all in that way. Mighty men and mighty women. You know, that's an honor, that's a privilege. And now I'm going to see if I can turn to the scripture here. I want to show you something in the Word of God. It's in Psalms chapter 82. Let me turn there. I'm going to read something to you. Put it down and open up the scripture. It's like I'll never have anything pre-planned. But I'm going to just read this here to you in the book of Psalms, chapter 82. Listen at this. God. Verse 1, Psalm 82. God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. Who? God. Do what? Standeth in the congregation of the mighty. In the congregation of who? the mighty. And he judges among the gods. How long will you judge unjustly and accept the person of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. Deliver them. They know not, neither do they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, little children. And all of you are children of the Most High, capital G God. But you are dying like mere men and falling like one of the princes. Arise, O God, and give righteous judgment to the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. What is he saying there? God standing in the congregation of the mighty. Who is that? That's you. And the judges, he gives righteous judges judgment among the gods. That's you. Verse 6, I have said, you are gods. That's you. And all of you are the children of the Most High God. That's you. Who? The mighty. Little G gods, or little offsprings of God, or little sons of God. And you are the children of the Most High God. I didn't say servants. I said children of the Most High God. Yet you're living and dying like mere men. And you're falling like one of the princes. Good God Almighty. Here we are living like mere men and mere women, and our Father in heaven say, we are the mighty. We are the children of the Most High God. We are the sons and daughters of the Most High God. See, when you hear me say these things, I don't give you my opinion about nothing. Every time I come on this radio broadcast as an ambassador of Christ and an ambassador of the kingdom, see, an ambassador can't give you their opinion. They represent the constitution of their government. Listen, the constitution of our government, the government of heaven, that's the Holy Scripture. That's the word of God. I don't represent a denomination. I don't represent a religion. I don't represent, man, you know, Buddhism. I don't represent Hinduism. I don't represent, I don't represent Christianity. I don't represent, man, Muhammad. I don't represent denominations. I don't represent a church. I'm a representative of the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God. That's an ambassador. And if you're asking an ambassador a question, he don't give you his opinion. He say, my country views is this. And then he point out, man, what his country views is. But that's an ambassador. So when I come on this radio broadcast, I'm an ambassador of Christ. Thank God for the apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, bishops, popes, all the titles that we fall upon. But boy, let me tell you something, that's greater come out of them all is a king and an ambassador. That's the greatest title that you could have. See, one day there ain't gonna be no more apostles. One day there ain't gonna be no more prophets. One day there ain't gonna be no more teachers and pastors and evangelists. One day there ain't gonna be no more church as we know it. There ain't gonna be no more bishops and popes. But you're gonna always be a king. You're gonna always be a ruler. You're gonna always be a queen if you're in a female body. Same thing, that's a ruler. You're gonna always be a representative of the of the kingdom of heaven. That's an ambassador. But those are eternal titles. They're greater than all the rest. All the rest are good. I always tell you all the time on this radio broadcast, the devil's most successful tactic against us is to preoccupy us with good things at the expense of forms and great things. Devil don't mind you being an apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. As long as you know start ruling and reigning as an apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. As long as you don't start reigning in life. As long as you don't put on your crown. You don't mind you putting on your priestly garment and your priesthood and your priestly titles. As long as you don't put on your kingdom, your crown, or your kingship, your true representation, your ambassadorship. Long as you don't become dead. Long as you don't become, man, a king that pastors, that's a prophet, that evangelizes, that teaches, that's an apostle. Long as you don't be a Christian ambassador. You might be a Christian preacher, Christian teacher, Christian pastor, Christian. All the denominations taught that we fall upon. Worship leader, deacon, never mind you being all those things. As long as you don't, boy, come to this reality and acknowledge who you really are, but mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. What do you mean, mighty men and mighty women? I'm talking about with the might of God. How mighty is God? Almighty. And he created me and you in his image and his likeness. I mean, when likeness means function like, to be like, in character and in nature and in functioning abilities, to be like him. Not him, but to be like him. Not God, not a God, not a God like the Most High God, but an offspring of the Most High God. That's children. That's what offsprings are. That's children. That's sons. Some in male bodies, some in female bodies. Again, boy, we living and dying like mere men and mere women. And all the time, boy, we are mighty men and mighty women. That's why I get excited, you know, when I say that, you know, and you know, I don't know how to say it, you know. But it's an honor and a privilege, not only to come together with y'all as a corporate group or listening to the radio broadcast, but individually, man, all the way into the presence of the Most High God. But God standing in the congregation of the mighty. But when I say mighty men and mighty women for the Most High God, well, that's just as much an honor and a privilege, boy, to address you in that way as it is, boy, to come in together with all of you on the sound of my voice all the way into the presence of the Most High God. We were talking last week, man, about that place. But we've been talking, man, you know, for the last few years about that place. In fact, I don't think I'll be missing it if I say, we've been talking about that place, man, ever since I've been on the radio. I've been talking about that place all my life. What place is that on? The presence of the Most High God. Everything that I do in my life, you know, since 1980, is to try and dwell in that place, to live in that place, to tabernacle in that place, to cohabitate with. To live in that place. What place is that? In the presence of the Most High God. And what are in the presence of the Most High God? Listen, boy, that's where your might and that's where your ability and that's where your mightiness is made known to you, developed on the inside of you, and manifested in and through you. But that's where that place, that's where all that mighty man that you are, that's where it manifests. and as well as it comes to the knowledge of and developed and manifested in all our lives. When I say it's in that place. And well, all the things that God was doing all through the Old Testament, man, and everything that happened, man, from the fall of man down through time, down through the ages of mankind, the different seasons in the history of mankind, and different ways in which God dwelt with mankind and dealt with mankind, was all a means to one end. But it's more to prepare men a way for you and I to come back into that place. You and I was once in that place in Adam. And then Adam and Eve got put out of that place. And then they start having children. Then they start having Cain and Abel and all the rest of the children, all the way down to all the people that's on the earth today. But at one time, boy, Adam and Eve was in the Garden of Eden, the secret place of the Most High God. Under the shadow and protection of the Most High God. Walking and talking with the Most High God. Unbroken fellowship with the Most High God. And everything that God been doing, man, after they got put out of that place in Genesis chapter 3 of your Bible, all the way, man, to the end of the Old Testament, was a means to an end. What end? To get you and I back into that place. Hallelujah. What place is that, boy? That's the presence of the Most High God. Let me tell you something. I don't know how to say it, man, plain enough, boy, but in that place, everything is all right. In that place, man, you can overcome anything that comes for you to go over. In that place is fullness of joy, unspeakable joy, peace that the world can't give and the world can't take away. But that's in the presence of the Most High God. I ain't talking about the song we sing, "The Presence of the Lord is Here." I'm talking about, boy, listen, boy, that is much more. I'm talking about the literal presence of the Lord. The literal presence of the Lord. Where you know that you know that you know that you know beyond any shadow of a doubt that the Most High God lives in your spirit. The Holy Spirit lives in your spirit. And Jesus Christ, the Word of the Most High God, lives on the inside of you. How close to God can you get in there? Then God the Father, God the Son, that's the Word. And God the Holy Spirit, that's the mighty power of the Most High God. Not just among us, but live on the inside of you and me. Hallelujah. And boy, I tell you, that's made known in his presence. Now, if you worship in the outside of his presence, if you worship it from afar, if you worship it at the door of that place, then that's a good thing. But boy, let me tell you something, where the manifestation and the development and the manifestation of that is in. It's not at the door. It's in that place. What's the door? The door is the access to that place. Who Jesus is? Jesus is the door. The devil preoccupies us, man, with the door. That's a good thing, the door. But man, the entrance, man, the place where that door will open up and lead you to, is, man, you know, it's greater as the door. But the place that the door, man, allows you entrance into. What place is that? Into the presence of the Lord. That ain't the door to the heaven in the sweet by and by when we all get to heaven. I ain't talking about that door. I'm talking about that door to the kingdom of heaven that's on the earth now, that Jesus Christ comes to preach and say, hey, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Be the door to that place. What place? The kingdom of heaven. All that heaven is, all that heaven has, all that heaven is all about, the attributes of heaven, the lifestyle of heaven, the culture of heaven. He's doing to that place. Why that place but in heaven? Because that's where God is. That's where our Father is. Our Father, which art where? In heaven. That's a place. That's a country. Only problem with it is unseen. But it's more real than everything that is seen. Because everything that is seen was made by that which is unseen.
Right.
But that which is seen is temporal, the Bible says. But that which is unseen is eternal. But that's your Father in heaven. That's the word of your Father in heaven. And that's the power, the Holy Spirit of your Father in heaven. And that's your spirit that comes from your Father in heaven, your source and your sustainer. That's you. All that, listen, all that comes from God. And our Father, which are where? In heaven. Where is he at? In heaven. And if everything comes from man, you know, from our Father, which are in heaven, then everything man originated, man, you know, in heaven and was spoken, man, by our Father in heaven and man manifested in the seen realm. And God said, let there be. And God said, let there be. And God said, let there be. All of them Genesis chapter 1, boy. What was the unseen God? An unseen word, a thought, a precept, an original idea. He started speaking it. He started articulating. He started articulating his original thought, his precept, his original idea. And boy, when he started speaking it, it became a spoken thought or a spoken idea. It became a word then, a logos. An expressed idea. And boy, when he released it out of his mouth, baby, it became exactly what he said. Hey, listen, notice the principle of creation. Well, we said everything that's seen was made by that which is unseen. That which is seen is temporal, but that which is unseen is eternal. That's the word of God. That's the Father. That's the Holy Spirit. And watch this here. That which is unseen, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, living on the inside of you. You can't see it with these physical eyes and everything else. But boy, that's more real than, man, what you can see with your physical eyes. Listen, man, if you open up the door to your heart, man, you invited the Most High God in. You invited, man, not only the Most High God in, but you invited His Son, the Word of the Most High God in. And boy, if you accepted, man, the Spirit of the Most High God, that's that power, that's that might. That's why I say you're a mighty man. You got the Holy Ghost. Now, if you ain't got the Holy Ghost, you're living and dying like mere men and mere women. But boy, if you got the Holy Ghost on the inside of you, and you do if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, even if you don't understand it, even if you don't know it, you're a mighty man, a mighty woman. If you don't understand it, don't know it, then like the Bible says, you're living and dying like mere men. And me and women, and all time you are the little gods and the children of the Most High God. What has that, what has developed that, Arthur? What has brought to our knowledge and understanding that, Arthur? It's in that place. See, out in the other place, man, you know, in the world, even in the church, you might not come to the knowledge of that in the church and in religion. But if you get in that place, if you come back in and realize, man, that's the invitation. That's the invitation. Right. That you can come on back into that place. You know that parable in the Bible about the parable of the king who gave a banquet for his son? Boy, I can imagine what kind of banquet that is, boy. I'm talking about a king. Gave a banquet for his son. Boy, I'm talking about a I ain't talking about a party that we might give. I'm talking about a king giving a banquet for his son. Well, I can imagine what kind of banquet that is, a royal banquet. I'm talking about, man, golden plates and golden goblets and golden dishes and golden forks and spoons. And I'm talking about royalty at its finest. That kind of banquet. Hallelujah. And the invitation, man, go out to everybody. They come to the banquet board that the king is giving for his son. Here's an invitation. Like I told you, that's all I've been doing on this radio broadcast since I've been out here. just extend, revealing the knowledge of that banquet that the king is giving through his son and inviting everybody to come in. But telling you, man, that there's a kingdom that's your inheritance that belongs to you. And inviting you, man, to come on in to your inheritance. Come on in to the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven right now. And dwell in that place. The kingdom of heaven. Why? That's so important, the kingdom of heaven, because that's where our Father is. Our Father, which art in heaven. What's the invitation, boy? Come on, man, to where your Father is. Come on to the King. Why? Because the King is giving a great banquet for his son. That's Jesus. And he wants all of the other sons, the little brothers and sisters of Jesus, to come to that banquet, to come on into that place, to come on into the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God. Not to worship from afar, but to come on in. I told you, Jesus is the door. It's a door to a place. The place is the kingdom of heaven, the presence of the Lord. Well, can you imagine, man, dwelling in that place? Can you imagine, man, feasting at the king's table? Can you imagine, man, yourself at a royal banquet? Dressed, man, with the royal apparel of heaven. Dressed in holiness, man, and clothed and wrapped in righteousness, man. Hello. Can you imagine yourself adorned, man, for a royal banquet? Dressed for this. And boy, getting an invitation from God, man, to come on, man, to the banquet. That's what that parable is about. Listen, all of the kingdom of heaven is at your hand, and you can come on in. Not in and of yourself, but you can come on in because of the love of God that he has for you. That even while you were yet in your sin, he sent his son, Jesus Christ, and he hung, bled, and died. Cleansed you up and dressed you with the royal apparel of heaven. So that you been with the robe of righteousness and dressed you in holiness. And Lord, so that you could come on board into that place and just feast at the king's table. Can you imagine that? Living in the presence of the Most High God. Ain't talking about the sweet by and by when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing going to be. Yeah, that's at the future time. But I'm talking about in the right here and now. The kingdom that's available to you right now. The kingdom that don't come with observation. It's not over here, not over there. I'm talking about that kingdom that the Bible says is on the inside of you. That's in your spirit. That's being downloaded, man, to your soul. That was the purpose of these broadcasts, the download, boy, death down to your soul, from your spirit down to your soul. First, bring your spirit to the knowledge of it, quickening your spirit with it, making your spirit, man, alive to it, that the presence of the Lord is available to you, and that's what God wants for your life, and everything that he did, man, you know, through the word of God was a means to that end, what, to get you back into the presence of the Lord so that you can live your life from there. Listen, man, you can come out of darkness from that place. You can walk out of sin from that place. The old man died day by day in that place, and the new man is being renewed day by day in that place. In other words, boy, you died to the natural man. You're dying to sin. You're dying to that way of living. You're dying daily. Yet, boy, you're being made alive daily as well. You're dying to the old man. And you're living to the new man. What's the old man? That's the old you that was born in sin and shaped in iniquity. What's the new man? That's the new man that created in Christ Jesus, created in righteousness in Christ Jesus. That's the real you. That's that mighty man and that mighty woman of God that you are. That's that little G God that you are. That's that queen and that king that you are. That's that ambassador and representative of God in the kingdom of heaven that we all are. not representative of our church and our denomination, our religion and everything else. That's what the devil, man, has got us preoccupied with. Man, representing, man, our church, our religion, our denomination, our belief system, man, when all the time you're supposed to be representative of the Most High God. Lord. And of the kingdom of the Most High God. Representing that, let me say it slowly, representing that, what? God on the earth, his character, his nature. Representing that, what? All in the kingdom of heaven on the earth. Representing that to mankind. It was once presented to mankind in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. Then mankind lost their place. And Jesus Christ come, got it back. Restored it back to us, cleansed us up from all our unrighteousness through his death, burial, and resurrection on the cross, and then gave us the invitation. Come on into the place. Come on into the banquet that the king is giving for his son. Come on into that royal priesthood, that royal family, that chosen generation, that royal priesthood. Come on, boy, to that place. That's the invitation. And the invitation is going to every one of you, every man, every woman, and every boy and every girl. I'm going to say it again. Can you imagine that, man? God giving you an invitation. Sending to every man an invitation. That's what all our message is supposed to be about. An invitation to that place, and then, boy, once you accept that invitation, then, man, teaching you how, boy, to enter into that place, and then training us how to dwell in that place, to live in that place. How long, Arthur? Forever and ever and ever and ever. It's kingdom protocol. See, we know church protocol. What protocol? Just proper procedure. We know proper procedure on how to have church. So we got church protocol down pat. But I'm talking about kingdom protocol, the proper procedure on how to live in the kingdom of heaven, in the kingdom of God. That proper procedure. First thing you got to do is find out about the place. That's why we use the foolishness of preaching, to go tell people there about that place. That's the invitation. Then now listen, some invitation fall by the wayside. Some invitation fall on stony ground. Some invitation fall on thorny grounds. Some invitation fall on good ground. Some people may receive the invitation, man, and man, you know, I'm talking about, boy, they hear and get the invitation and get the envelope and won't even open up the letter, won't even open up the invitation. They just throw it on the carpet table, throw it on the table. They just fall by the wayside. Hearing they don't hear, seeing they don't see. Some seed fall on stony ground. Some invitations fall on stony ground. They believe the word, but you know, they believe in the invitation. But they ain't open it up, man, and read it to see what he read the invitation to. They know it's the invitation. Because they got on it, the invitation. But they won't open up, man, the invitation, man, and see what it is. So when they hear about the invitation, they don't have no root. And it doesn't. The invitation don't get down on the inside of them, man, so it don't have no root on the inside of them. And they say thank you for the invitation, but they never open it up and come. They never open it up and see what the invitation is to. So if they don't open it up and see what the invitation is to and for and to, then they never come. Some men fall on thorny ground. Some men hear the invitation, man, just like some of you might be hearing the invitation, say, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, glory to God, and everything else. And men never come to the invitation, never come to the banquet. Know about the banquet and everything else, but never come on it, come to it. Open up the letter, the invitation, read it, it's an invitation, man, hear it, it's an invitation into the kingdom of heaven, man, but it's kind of like going one ear and come out the other. And they have church about it, sing about it, and everything else, talk about it, preach about it, man, but never enter therein. Never come into it. So they stay outside, man, you know, the door to the banquet, man. And they worship, man, you know, the invitation. They sing about the invitation. They have church about the invitation. But they never come on, man, behind the veil to the banquet. They never come on, they never come into the kingdom. They never come on in and live therein and dwell therein and learn of and manifest and eat from that table. Eat that food, but the king's food. Hallelujah. Then you got some seed fall born on good ground. Hallelujah. That those who receive the invitation, grab a hold to it, seed it, and place it in their possession. And listen, then go sell everything that they have for that invitation. That invitation, man, is like a, it's like, man, a farmer who planted his field and he found a pearl of great price. And he went and sold everything that he had, boy, to come buy that field so he could have that treasure that's in there. What's the treasure, boy? That's the kingdom of heaven. And when you discover that treasure, you really discover that treasure, I'm telling you, you really, man, come to the understanding and knowledge of that place, you're going to sell everything that you got. You're going to sell your religion. You're going to sell your denomination. You're going to sell your house, your food, your car, your dog, your bank account, your everything for that place. Because in that place, anyway, is where everything that you want in life and trying to get in life and trying to accomplish in life, it's all in that place. And, boy, you're going to sell everything that you got to get that place. And one understanding the kingdom of God and what it's all about in the kingdom of heaven, understand what God is doing and what he's doing concerning me and you and the kingdom of heaven, I mean, you go sell everything that you got. You give up everything. You give up, I'm going to say it again, you give up everything for that. Would you give up everything, man, to go to live forever, man, in heaven? In the presence of the Most High God? Can anything that you could obtain in life be more precious and golden than that? No. You'll give everything, man, for that. That's what God wants, man, you to come to the knowledge of. They were all been always talking about the kingdom of hell and the kingdom of God all the time, man. And hope that you will receive the invitation. And not only receive the invitation, but open it up and see what is an invitation to. And not only receive it and open it up and see what is the invitation to, but come to the banquet. Come by that field with that great, great pearl in it. Come get that treasure that's hid in the field. Come, man, feast at the king's table. Come get your inheritance. Come get your peace. Come get your joy. Unspeakable. Come get your crown. Come get your sovereignty, your dominion, your royal power, your righteousness, your peace, your joy in the Holy Ghost. Come get all that. Come get everything that you lost. Come get that. Come get it back. It's yours. Come get all of the kingdom of heaven and all that it consists of and all of the lifestyle of it and the knowledge and understanding of how to function in it, the functioning principles of it, the law that governs it, how to live, not to dwell and live in that place. Come learn with me, Jesus said, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. And find rest for your soul. That's what God wants more than anything. Not for you just to hear the good news, man, about the kingdom of God, but for you to receive it. And not only for you to receive it, but for you to open it up and explore all of its benefits, all of its rights, and all of the privileges that it gives to every man and every woman and every boy and every girl. What? To come out of defeat into victory. To come out of darkness into the marvelous light. to come out of being lost to being saved, to come out of being sick to being healed, to come out of, man, you know, sorrow and grief, man, and to, man, the blessings of the Most High God. Come out of death into life. Come out of being a victim into being a victorious victor. Not a victim, but a winner. And, you know, to come out, to come into that lifestyle, to come into that place. Because everything that God is doing is to get you to that place and to train you up and to teach you from that place, and that you be a disciple, man, of that place, be a student of that place, learn of that place, man, you know, be taught of that place, learn how to live and operate and function, man, in that place. But the presence of the Lord, the kingdom of heaven, that's what this is all about, man. That's what God is designed more than everything else. He don't have no problem getting it to us. What, boy, that place, the presence of the Lord. In fact, he didn't did everything that he done, man, to get it to us. The invitation already been mailed out, and therefore, man, the place is ready and available. He ain't got no problem, man, getting the place to us. The only complication that he has is getting us to the place. Getting us to come on in, man, and receive it. To the wise, man, it seems like foolishness. But the foolishness of God is more wiser than the wisest man that ever tried to live up on this earth in his own knowledge and wisdom and understanding. The foolishness of God. And God used the foolishness of publicly declaring a message, advertising this place, preaching about this place. That's what preach means. To publicly declare a message, an advertisement, an advertising. And what you're doing, you're advertising a product. For what purpose? To get the consumer, to get the product. That's what the advertiser, the purpose of the advertiser did. To come on and advertise this product. Why? Because they want you to get it. Well, that's what Jesus Christ taught, preaching men and advertised the kingdom of God, a product, or the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God. Why? Because he wants you to give. Only way they can even find out about it, know about it, man, they got to advertise. That's what preaching is. Publicly declaring a message. Advertising, man, what? The kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven to every mankind. Delivering the invitation to everybody. And hope that, man, everybody, man, get the product. What's the product? All of the kingdom of heaven that was prepared for us before the foundation of the world has been restored back to us. And, boy, you can hear that and hear that and hear that and hear that and wander around at the door and look at the letter, the invitation, and everything else, man. And the last thing the devil wants you to do, man, is open it up, man, and receive the invitation and come to the banquet. Last thing he wants you to do, man, is not to come at the door or come to the door and worship the door, you know, and sing songs about the door and tell all about how beautiful the door is and what the door can do and what the door did do, but, man, come on through the door. Come on, man, from that dimension that's on one side of the door into the dimension of life that's on the other side of the door. To come on out of darkness into the marvelous light. To be translated out of this world system that we live in, man, that's influenced and motivated and set up by the devil himself, man, all into the world or the raiment or the pattern of operation that God originally intended for you and I to live in. Was there in the Garden of Eden, in the presence of the Most High God, cohabitating with God, tabernacling with God, dwelling in the secret place of the Most High God, under the shadow of the Most High God, under the protection of the Most High God, where if angels really will, they really do have charge over you, but that's in that place. He who dwell in that place, just said the Lord, he's your refuge and your fortress, you know. Outside that place, man, you know, even though he's there, but he only there in that place. So you to partake of all that he is, he had to get in that place. We can take up all the healing that he provided for us, all the might and all the power and all the deliverance from everything that we might need deliverance from. But you want to partake of that, that's in that place. And boy, God's greatest desire and my greatest desire, everything I do on this radio broadcast, man, everything I say on this radio broadcast, boy, is a means to that end, boy. And hope that, man, you will not only, man, grab a hold to the invitation, but you open it up, read it, and come on, man, through the door. Come on through Jesus Christ into that place and dwell and live your life from there. Instead of living your life, man, and try to get saved, live your life because you are saved. And start having what's already yours instead of trying to get what you already have. I'm going to say it again. Instead of trying to get what you already have, just start having what's already ours. Instead of trying to live right to get saved, start, man, living right because you are saved. Quit sinning, trying to be righteous. No, man, be righteous and quit, and you automatically quit sinning if you be the righteousness of God. You're trying to get what you already have. You already been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Yet you're trying to get righteous when you've been made righteous. You're trying to get holy when you are holy. Lord, you're trying to get blessed when, man, you've been blessed before the foundation of the world. And what God has blessed, can't no man curse. We're trying to get what we already have. We're trying to get healed, man, instead of just being healed. Even in our prayer, man, we go to God and ask God for things he's already done. And instead of going to God and asking for things, and we got to go to God and thank him for the things that he's already done for us. And then just start having. Little by little, line up on line, precept upon precept. How you live that kind of life, Arthur? How you function in that kind of life? How you get into that place and stay in that place, man? You got to be born of the Spirit. You got to allow, boy, this word, the good news, this seed, this incorruptible, indestructible, ever living seed of the gospel of the kingdom to get down, boy, to go past, man, your intellect, man, and down into the soil of your spirit, man. That mighty man that you are, that mighty one that you are. And let it, man, you know, let the spirit, man, be the incubator of it, man, and produce it in your life. I hear my son say, we always talk about the father, but we don't never talk about the mother. And let me tell you something, the mother is you, really. You're the incubator. You're the one who produces. You're the one who receives the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of God's word into your womb, your spirit, man. And then, man, you begin to begin to develop on the inside of you. Just like a fetus develop on the inside of a female womb and start growing from there and produce an offspring. The same thing with you and I. Start producing our lives just like a mother receives, a woman receives the seed of the man and produce another man child. And the same thing with us, boys, children of the Most High God. We receive the incorruptible seed of the word of God out into our womb, our spirit, man. And not only that, man, it just going there, man, but it germinates, man. It takes root. It hit, man, that egg. And when it hit that egg, man, that in your spirit, boy, it produced something. Even if you don't know it at first. Just like a conception in the natural. When a woman gets pregnant, she don't know instantly that she's pregnant. Take a few days, a few weeks, you know, a month or so for her to realize it. But after a while, man, you know that she know that she know that she know. Hallelujah, that a conception is taking place. The same thing is with us in our spirit, man, in the word of God. The word of God is the seed. Our spirit is the egg, the womb. The word of God is the male. We the female. The word of God is the source, the father. We the mother. That's why Jesus called the church the bride of Christ. Hallelujah. Why? Because that, man, we can produce man offsprings. the offsprings of God's word, that we can produce God's word in our life. If you say, man, come to the kingdom of heaven like a king who invited everybody to come to the banquet, then I'm talking about receive that word and produce that in our life. Come to the banquet and eat from the king's table and grow thereby, wanting nothing. Grow in time, wanting nothing. I'm telling you, give us the victory in life. But what we got to do, man, is come on in and then start operating according to the functioning principles of the place. Listen, you just don't come on in, man, and just do this, live any kind of way. There's governing laws. There are laws that govern. There are principles that we must operate by. There are principles and laws that we must learn to function in order for man, you know, it to manifest itself in our lives here on earth. See, a lot of us, man, you know, we know about it, but I'm talking about not a manifestation of it, going to the next stage. Right? Not only just coming to the banquet, man, but for taking up all the benefits, man, of being at the banquet gives us. For taking up all the benefits. The Bible says this in Psalms, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. And forget not his benefits. What? Who forgive all our iniquity. Who heal all our diseases. Who crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercy. So that our youth is renewed like the eagle. Hello. What do you say, boy? Bless the Lord, oh my soul. In fact, I ought to read that to you. That's in Psalms, I think, 103. Let me just read that as we get ready to close this broadcast. Isn't there one Psalm 103? See. Psalms 103. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, I say, oh my soul, and forgive not all his benefits. What benefits? Who forgive all of thy iniquities. Who healeth all of thy diseases. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction. Who crowneth you with loving kindness and tender mercy. Who satisfy your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. Good God Almighty. The Lord executed righteous judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses and his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He will not always contend, neither will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquity. For as the heavens is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward all of us that reverence him. For as far as the east is from the west, what are these? The benefits. As far as the east is from the west, so far has God removed our transgressions from us. Like a father pities his children, so the Lord pities them that revere him, that reverence him. For he knoweth our frame, and he remembered that we are just dust. As a man, his days are as grass, and as the flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wine passes over, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting. Good God Almighty. Upon them that fear him, and his righteousness, listen to this, is unto their children's children, 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 children's children. Boy, I like that one most of all. For the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that reverence him. And his righteousness is unto their children and their children's children. I told you, boy, I'm talking about going down to generation after generation after generation. Salvation for us and our whole house. To such as keep his covenant. And to those that remember his commandments or agreements to do them. The Lord has prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Oh, bless the Lord, all ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all you his hosts, ye ministers of his, that do his presence. Bless the Lord, all his works and all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, all my soul. Hallelujah. Say one more. Bless the Lord and forget not all his benefits. Hallelujah. Well, that's the benefits of being in that place. For salvation, man, and for not only you, but for you and your whole house. That's why I always say, boy, I pray that God will bless you and your family. When I say your family, I ain't just talking about your immediate family. I'm talking about all your children and children's children and children's children's children, all those ones that ain't even been born yet. All your great, 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 great grandchildren, on down to 1,000 generations. That they all be blessed to the Lord, man, and receive their invitation too. That's why it's important for you to receive your invitation. But you can pass it on down to your children and to their children and to their children and to their children. It continuously be passed down, man, from generation to generation to generation. But all of us, man, coming on into the presence of the Most High God and dwell in there. One last scripture. And so, pray for me. Well, when you come into that place, let me show you some more of the benefits in that place as we close. Psalms 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God, it ain't hidden from you, it's hidden for you. He who dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, the protection of the Almighty. You're protected by God. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, and him will I trust. Surely he will deliver me from all the snares that the enemy set for my life, from the nostrum pestilence that cometh upon the earth. He shall cover us with his feathers, and on his wings shall we have all our trust and confidence. His truth, his word shall be the shield and buckler, will hold us up, will keep us. We will not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noondays. All these things in the world, all the storms of life, all the problems of life, all these things in life, boy, we will cover us with his feathers. And boy, we should not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by the day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 can fall at thy side, and 10,000 can fall at thy right hand, but it will not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you behold and see the reward of the wicked. How the devil will come against every wicked spirit and every wicked demon and devil that come against you. How he will come up, boy, like a flood and raise up a standard like a flood against all your oppressors. Verse 9, because you have made the Lord, which is your refuge, even the Most High God, watch this, your habitation, your dwelling place. You've made that your dwelling place. You come to the banquet, you come to the kingdom, and you dwell in that place. You live in that place. You grow in that place. You manifest yourself in that place. Because you have made the Lord, which is your refuge, even the Most High God, your habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, or come to your clothes. There shall no plague come near your dwelling place. For he shall give his angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. They shall bear us up and keep us, man, even from bearing us up, and keep us even from dashing our foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lions and them snakes and the animals and dragons and everything that come against thee. Because he has set his love upon us, therefore he will deliver us, and he will set us on high because we have known his name. And when we call upon him, he will answer us, and he will be with us in trouble, and he will deliver us and honor us. Watch this. With long life will he satisfy us with. That's eternal life. And show us his salvation in every area of our life. Listen, I love y'all with the love of the Lord. God's best is yours. God's kingdom is yours, man. Come not only man.